We actually found out, yeah, before she was even born that she was going to have scoliosis and a cleft lip. We weren't sure about the palate, but she ended up having that as well. They also thought she might have had some kind of heart defect, but they weren't sure until she was born, and she did end up having a little hole in her heart. All of this, they think, was probably caused by something called amniotic band syndrome, which happened when I was pregnant with her very, very early on.
So how have these things, how have these different issues had to be addressed over the past 8 years?
Most of them through surgery. She's had 13 so far, major and minor.
14. My ear tubes.
Yeah, she did have a procedure to get ear tubes, but...
It's 14.
Okay, Kim. But yeah, surgery is mostly what they use to correct all of her issues, the scoliosis, the cleft lip and palate, and the little tiny hole in her heart, as well as her hands and feet. Her hands and feet, her fingers and toes were kind of bound together when she was born, so they also did surgery to separate those, and also a lot of therapy along with that.
And so I saw on your blog, Amanda, that you travel a lot to take care of these various issues. What has all this kind of, what has been navigating just the different medical procedures that you've had to have Camden get and all that? What's that been like?
It's pretty rough. I have a job that's pretty flexible with me, and they allow me to take a lot of time off, so that's been very helpful.
Yeah.
Traveling is with children is just difficult, but we've gotten used to that, and it's been a little like a learning experience, I guess you'd say, for us to have to go to Chicago or St. Louis, or now we're going to Philadelphia. But it's pretty stressful, but it's getting more manageable as time goes on. We're getting more used to it and learning how to handle it all.
Is the travel part just because that's the only places where certain surgeries are performed, or why is that the case?
As far as Philadelphia goes, Camden's doctor, her orthopedic surgeon here in town, recommended them. She had a device placed in her when she was younger, about three, called a Vepter, which stands for Vertical Expanding Prosthetic Titanium Rib. And we tried two different times to have that in, but both times it came loose and pretty much failed. So her doctor here in town recommended a doctor out at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia who actually invented the device, thinking that he could help, and he is.
And Camden, so do you have any siblings?
Yep.
A sister?
Yep.
So how old is your sister?
Four.
Four. Do you have any other siblings?
Nope,
just the four-year-old sister. So what's it like? Do you feel like you're treated differently than your sister at all?
Yeah.
What's that been like? Fair enough. All right.
As far as my two daughters go, we try to treat them the same. We don't want to have any unfairness, and we want Camden to know that everything with her is normal and treated equally as her sister. Maybe she does get to do a lot of interesting and fun different things when we go travel to different doctor's appointments. But other than that, at home, they're pretty much
the same.
Same rules.
Yeah. And Camden, what's some of your favorite things that you've done while traveling for these doctor's appointments?
Get ice cream and go on the game pieces in Philadelphia and go swimming. And go to American Girl doll.
I saw that you got your very own American Girl doll. I'm jealous. I never got one. So that's pretty special. So, Amanda, how has this all changed, or has it changed just the way maybe you think about community?
Oh, wow. Well, ever since they brought up the fundraiser, it's just incredible how many people. It has been crazy. It's incredible how many people have come to support us and send us.
Oh, Miss Watkins coming.
It's just been incredible how many people have, you know, come to support us and send us messages and offered all sorts of stuff for the fundraiser or time and product. And it's just insane. I didn't realize how many people, I guess, cared and looked into all this.
And tell us a little bit more about your blog and what your goal is with that.
It's cool.
It started out when Camden was a baby. Her dad just suggested it as something for me to do when I was at home with her, but it actually got me a lot of connections online, and now we kind of use it as like a medical timeline to determine when she's had certain procedures and what they said about it at the time. It's actually been really helpful. It kind of keeps our family up to date that don't necessarily get to hear from us all the time. They kind of look at that to see what's going on with Camden and her sister Z.
And have you also had strangers who follow along her journey?
Yeah, I've noticed a few followers that I'm not sure who they are, but I've also had like some doctor's offices and dentist office follow us too. They never really comment or contact me, but they just kind of follow along.
To me, it seems like Camden's become a bit of a local celebrity here. I've seen your face over the past few years even. I think I saw...
on TV.
Yeah.
On TV, all over. So just what's it been like, you know, becoming somebody with so much attention?
Weird.
Camden's pretty memorable, so a lot of people see her once and they can remember her. And she just loves the attention. Like any kid, she eats that up.